Game against Georgia Tech Monday night, but we may have lost a letter to them. The T in the Lane Stadium sign above the box office conveniently went missing Monday as the Hokies geared up for the game against Georgia Tech. BT police confirmed Tuesday that the letter is definitely missing, but cannot confirm whether it was stolen just yet. A picture of the new sign showed up on a Facebook page for the Georgia Tech young alumni, with a caption stating, quote, "We might not have brought the W from Blacksburg, but we certainly snagged a souvenir." The Roanoke Times reported that Georgia Tech has a kleptomanic history of stealing the same letter from multiple signs. The school's SGA in 2011 claimed that the school had spent over $100,000 replacing T's from signs over the years. The investigation of the missing T is still ongoing. A reptile taller than the average human is loose in Roanoke. 4 days ago, Nick Schreffler's 8-foot python went missing from his shed. Along with his collection of other cold-blooded friends, Schreffler took the necessary precautions to contain the snake in a tank with weights on the lid. One night while he was sleeping, however, the python was able to push the lid free and escape through a hole in the shed. Schreffler insists that the snake is not harmful, but please use proper caution if coming into contact with an animal of this size. The owner of the snake has since alerted animal control of the situation. Only 5 days after an earthquake rocks the Philippines, another hits Costa Rica this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey originally ranked the quake to be 7.9 magnitude, but knocked it down to a 7.6 after taking a closer look. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center put out a tsunami warning to Costa Rica, Panama, and Nicaragua, which has since been canceled. The center even originally warned Hawaii that it may be issued a watcher warning. According to BBC News, one woman died of a heart attack brought on by the earthquake, but no other deaths have been reported. In traffic news, you may have noticed all the construction taking up most of College Avenue. This is all due to a new project by the town of Blacksburg called the College Avenue Promenade. The town site claims that the newly constructed street will be more pedestrian-friendly. That means the street will be narrowed down to one lane to allow for wider sidewalks. Because it is only one lane, the street will also only be one way, going from Main Street towards Odie Street. The project isn't expected to be finished until August of next year. However, locals of Blacksburg are no strangers to inconvenient construction around the Tech campus. Now with all your Hokie sports news, here's Nick D'Alfonso.
Thanks, Lauren. The Atlantic Coast Conference has named two Virginia Tech football players to its list of the conference's players of the past week. Kicker Cody Jurnell and linebacker Jack Taylor were selected to a list of eight players after their performances in the team's win against Georgia Tech on Monday. After kicking both the game-tying and game-winning field goals, Jurnell was designated the conference's special teams player of the week, and Tyler was selected as the linebacker of the week after recording a career-high 17 tackles against the Yellow Jackets. The football team will return to action this Saturday when they host Austin Peay. Coach Frank Beamer announced in a press conference today that wide receiver DJ Coles is still unsure whether or not he will be able to play, but Marcus Davis is likely to play despite showing minor injuries throughout the course of the Georgia Tech game. Coles was unable to play, and Davis caught 82 yards in the 20-17 overtime win. For everything Hokie sports, listen to WUVT 90.7 FM and visit wuvt.vt.edu/sports. That's all for this WUVT sports update. I'm Nick D'Alfonso. Now over to Amanda Lights with the weather.
Thanks, Nick. I hate to be the bearer of bad weather, but it looks like we can't put away those umbrellas just yet. Hurricane Isaac's remnants won't seem to leave us alone, and we're stuck with its tropical gloominess for one more day. Thankfully, the rain held off for Monday night's victory against Georgia Tech. The question now is, will we be as lucky for this Saturday's game? Some showers and thunderstorms could be in our game day future. As for our weather locally, the high today reached 81 degrees with scattered showers and relatively calm west winds. Thanks to some latent moisture in the area, a chance for showers remains in the forecast through tonight, including the potential for some thunder before sunset. We are likely to see scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., then isolated showers between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. These storms could produce heavy rainfall. Expect some patchy fog after midnight with a low of 62. Tomorrow, expect sunny skies and a high of 86 with light northwest winds. Some early afternoon clouds will yield a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, but don't get those arcs out just yet. Chance of precip is only 20%. Thursday night will be similar to tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. and a low of 62. It looks like Friday could be our breath of fresh air as the sun returns with highs near 80. 85 and calm winds. For those Gobblerfest attendees, there is a small chance of some afternoon showers or storms. Expect some cloud cover Friday night with lows around 65 and a 20% chance of rain. For the second game of the Hokie football season, look for some clouds with a high of 78, lows around 62, and a slight chance of some showers and possibly thunderstorms showing up invited to your tailgate. That's all from the WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Amanda Lights. Back to you, Lauren.
Thanks, Amanda. Right now, it's mostly cloudy in the New River Valley. It's 82 in Roanoke, 82 near Dublin and Pulaski, 81 near Marion, 82 near Bluefield, and it is 81 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Lauren Hickman.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Mark here.
Wow.
I love college, really. I never knew living on my own could be so, good for me.
To change your message, press 7.
So, here I am at college.
The new River Valley Roller Girls are taking on the Jersey Shore Roller Girls on Sunday, September 16th. The event will be located at the Adventure World Skate and Fun Center at 200 Midway Plaza Drive in Christiansburg. Doors are open at 5:30 p.m. More information or how to get involved, you can visit www.nrvrollergirls.com. Welcome to the Mystery Secret Show. WVT. WUVT would like to remind you not to drink and drive. It doesn't matter if you've had one drink or 10 drinks. If you're driving 100 miles or just 1 mile, alcohol impairs your motor coordination. And if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself or somebody else. So do yourself and everyone else a favor and make sure you don't drive while under the influence of alcohol. This is the Mystery Secret Theme Show.